This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More underserved young people in Colorado will have a chance to get into the great outdoors thanks to lottery players. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
More than two dozen organizations will receive a total of $1.3 million in grants to break down barriers to the outdoors. The equity grants are from state lottery revenue and will pay for activities like adaptive adventure sports programming and summer camps for youth with incarcerated parents. The last round of grants supported paddling days for people of color, rafting and hiking field trips, and after-school nature clubs at high-poverty schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Affordable housing came by way of a crane to a Denver neighborhood Saturday. Five modular units were placed on a lot in the Globeville-Elyria-Swansea neighborhood. The townhomes are being sold for $180,000. Housing nonprofit Brothers Redevelopment has brought 10 units in total to the area since 2017. Brothers President Jeff Martinez says the effort is to help those who are at risk of displacement due to ongoing development in the area.
It's been really difficult to get a foothold and secure units that can be placed into an affordable community land trust like this one, but we've still been working at it.
The company hopes to have the units ready by next spring. And the Colorado School of Mines football team fell short of a national championship Saturday. They lost to defending champions Ferris State. This is CPR News and KRCC.